Okay, here we are, Simin Shin, Mem Gimel, second to last Simin in Hilchos Shabbos in Chela Gimel. So this is page Kuf, Sadi, we started Shin Mem Gimel last night, right? So we are Shin Mem Gimel Amin Beis, Kuf Sadi Dalar Amin Beis tonight, which is finishing Sif Aleph in Shin Mem Gimel. Right, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Okay, so last night we said that if a katan is being Ochel Nevelos, it's not Beis Din's responsibility to take care of it or to reprimand him, it's the father's responsibility to reprimand him. However, nobody is allowed to feed him Isser B'Yadayim, even things that are only Isser, Midivrei Sofrim. So I think we left off V'chein Aser, yeah, on the top of page 388. V'chein Aser lahargilo b'chil Shabbos u'moed, and it's also Aser to habituate the child to chil Shabbos or moed. V'afilu b'dvarim she'em mishum shavos, even if it's only about things that are in Isser d'Rabbanan. Sif katan vav lahargilo b'chil Shabbos kigon she'yomer lo haveli mafteach v'afilu d'ar karmelis, to ask him to carry for you in Rosh Hashanah, even if he's only carrying through a karmelis and not a Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to ask him to do such things for you. People oftentimes think they could ask a kid to do malacha for them. You're not allowed to do that. Says the Rama, V'yeshom dekolze b'katan delo igia l'chinuch, aval igia l'chinuch tzarech lafrisho, that some say that even Beis Din is responsible once the kid is igia l'chinuch. The whole idea that ain Beis Din mitzuv lafrisho, that the Beis Din is not responsible for what the kid does, is only before he's the age of chinuch. But once he gets to the age of chinuch, even it's Beis Din has to stop him from doing yisurim. Whereas V'yeshom delo shayich chinuch le Beis Din elul av bilvad. Whereas the other Yeshomrim says, which is just a repeat of what the Mechaber had said, that no, even when he's Higil Chinuch, it's still only the father's problem, not the Beis Din's problem. That's Yisif Katan Zayin, Srichem Lafrisho. Sfirulu, this Yeshomrim holds the Kivin to Gil Chinuch, Mutal al Kal Adam Lafrisho, Misur Kuma al Aviv. That once he's Higil Chinuch, everybody has to prevent him from doing this, or just like his father has to prevent him. Vadakaim Lande Mitzuv Lafrisho. Aye, what about the fact that the Gemara says that Ein Beis Din Mitzuv Lafrisho? That's kishalo ikiel chinuch. That's if he's not at the age of chinuch yet. Vayin b'chayyotim shadaito dilin yisur daraisa yesh lachmir kadei azov. Wow, chayyotim says when it comes to yisurim daraisa, that the kid is doing yisurim daraisa, we're machmir that even Beis Din has to be mafreshim from yisurim daraisa. Valkeinim ovid gelulim rotzalachel katan yisrael shigil chinuch tov shasim daraisa. If you see a guy trying to feed something that's machol sasurus midaraisa to a child, mutal gam alachirim limchos biyado. When we say Beis Din has to stop it, it means anybody. It means every Jew has a responsibility to stop that from happening. If it were only something that's asur midrabanan, then it's only the father's responsibility. Whereas the Yeshom says that chiv chinuch is only for the father. That's not really a new opinion. That's just a restatement of the sheet of the Mechaber. Now says the Rama further. So, what if you have a child that as a child he strikes his father, or he does something else that's an avera as a child? The halacha is that as an adult he doesn't have to do tshuva for the averus that he did as a child. But it's still a good idea for him to be mekabel something, some form of tshuva and kapara. So not the full tshuva, but something to show some remorse and to achieve some level of kapara. Even though he did the avera before he was chayiv in any onshim, take a look. Sif katan test tovlo katan shegonav or shehizik. If a child stole or damaged, roi lebezin lakosa shelo yargil. But Bezin should really do something to punish him so that he doesn't grow in the habit of doing this. V'chein chavalu ubiush v'kol dvarim shebeinon lechaveru bezin mitzuv lafrish shayar tekal al yado. And if he starts beating people up or embarrassing people or any other avera shebeinon lechaveru, Bezin should stop him from doing these things. Aval ein. But if he had stolen something and he doesn't have that thing anymore, then the child is not responsible to pay. All of this is minadin. A child did anything, he should really make up for it. And if he damaged someone, he should pay for it when he gets older. So really, ideally, he should really make up for the for these things, you should really take care of these things. Let's begin Sif Aleph and Shin Dalin Mem. Ha'holich b'midbar v'eni yodei ha'masei hu Shabbos. If a person is walking in the desert and he doesn't know what day is Shabbos, he just lost track of days. Mona shivi yom yom shenosin alibo shechaso. Whatever day he realizes that he doesn't know what day it is, count that as Sunday and start counting 7 days forward. U'mekadish ha'shvi'i b'kiddush v'avdala, and then on the seventh day you'll be mekadish it with kiddush and avdala. So let's see the Mishnah Brura Sivkatan Aleph ha'holich b'midbar v'u'adin im nishba ben ovdi gelulim. Similarly, if he's held captive by ovdi gelulim v'nishkach yom Shabbos mimenu, and he can't keep track of days. Let's say Rachman al Tzlan, he was held in a tunnel in Gaza with no daylight, and he there's no day, there's no night, there's no nothing. He can't keep track of anything. Although sometimes you're able to figure out based on what they're doing, based on your captor's behaviors, what day really is, and you could figure it out. Whatever day he realizes that he doesn't know what day it is, count that as Sunday, and then on day 7 he'll consider it Shabbos, and it'll be Mekadosh B'Kiddush V'Avdallah. We'll get to what he does about Malacha soon, but at least for Kiddush and Avdallah purposes, he should treat the seventh day like Shabbos. He should say Kiddush on bread and wine properly. Even though there's no greater chance that seventh day is Shabbos than any other day being Shabbos, but we don't want him to forget the concept of Shabbos. So on the seventh day, he should do Kiddush and Avdallah. If he doesn't have wine, he should say Kiddush and Tefillah, because he should daven a Shabbos to davening that day. And you are Yotze Kiddush Midar Raisa on Shabbos with Tefillah alone. And you could say Atachonantanu, and you'll be Yotze the mitzvah of Havdalah with that as well. So to summarize what we learned tonight, we said you can't ask a katan to violate Shabbos even on a Drabban level. We said that even though the Mechaber holds that Beis Din does not have to prevent a katan from doing an Isser, the Ramah quotes an opinion that if he's of the age of Chinuch, then everybody does have to prevent him from doing an Isser, and the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir on Doraisas like that opinion, that it's everybody's responsibility. Then we said that an adult does not have to do tshuva for averus that he violated as a child, but he should do some level of tshuva and kapara, and we should also punish kids who sin so that they don't grow in the habit of doing these things. And then finally, at the beginning of Shin Dalet Mem, we said that if you don't know the day of the week, start counting from Sunday and treat the seventh day as Shabbos, at least with regard to Kiddush and Havdalah. So Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we will finish up Simin Shin Dalet Mem by finishing Seif Aleph and learning Seif Beis, and then the next day we'll finish the whole Chelek Gimel, Mirtzah Hashem. Okay, everyone have a good night.